And so I'm going to talk about the role of sleep deficiency in predisposing to obesity, and in that way to chronic health conditions across your lifespan. And I'll touch on some mechanisms, and I'll talk about some of our sort of real life data on diet and sleep deprivation in teens. I'm going to identify some paradoxes that I've seen in the literature and certainly in our own data about age and gender, and maybe challenge you to think about what, if they are real, what they may be informing us about biology and mechanisms. And then I'm going to also talk a little bit about some of the childhood risk factors that might be a key link between sleep deficiency and obesity. So I'd like you to start thinking too, as we think about a lifespan approach, is there a developmentally critical period where sleep deficiency may be particularly potent as a stimulus for obesity? And again, this is a little contrasty to our very first session this morning, where we were told, like, let's look at the middle-aged people. So many of you know this very old article now, but what this really shows is the importance of obesity in childhood about risk, as a risk factor of becoming obese as adults.